Seth Kaloa. Done with this team for a while. They need to prove themselves.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on. Wait, what? Start again.
Are you sure this is this Brett's burner account?
Done with this team for a while. They need to prove themselves. Piss poor effort on all front. Offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. What now?
This is why I love this show. It's a safe space.
It's hockey season.
It's a safe space to share your feelings and be honest. And Seth, I appreciate you being honest. You guys, this is what makes this show awesome and why I love doing it with all of you guys out there. It's raw right now, man. This is a tough one. And I think coming off the back of the Detroit game, which I think we all had some patience for that, you know, it's a new coaching staff. Let's give them some time. But then the Giants game, I mean, let's be honest. I think we all, as we laid our heads down that night and we went to sleep by ourselves, you know, thinking our own little thoughts, we were more scared than we wanted to let on. And then here we come with this Niners game. And the fact that it's the fucking Niners, man. The Niners, and they're chanting, "Let's go Niners" in the stadium. Listen, you guys, this did not used to happen at our house. We used to do this in other people's houses, and this is 2 weeks in a row that the opposing team's fan base has come in here and punked us on our own field. All right?
True story.
Let's regroup. Let's circle the wagons. They're going on the road, but when they come back, let's pack that house and show them some support. What's up, All Day family? It's Brett with a word from our friends at Bet Online, the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for everything football. If you think you really know your stuff, get in on their $200,000 mega contest and pick five games against the spread every week for your chance at weekly prizes and a share of $200,000. When the game's over, you can head to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack, poker, or unwind with one of their 150 slot games. Head to the website today or use their mobile app to get in on the action. It's Bet Online. The game starts here.
Alina's talking about exactly what you're talking about, Brett. Lofa and Brett, you haven't mentioned the fact about all the Santa Clara Winer fans. Happy 77th birthday to my dad yesterday.
Happy 77th, then.
Happy birthday to dad. But dad would not be happy
with all those Santa Clara fans in that stadium today. I don't know if it was our boy at Epic Seats, Jimmy fucking Seats, but it was only red on one side.
It's true.
Which was the side they walked us down at the halftime.
Oh, really? Why did they take you down that
side? Right down the Niners.
It's the east side, by the way.
Fuck you, Tatupu. I'm like, fuck you, too. Like, fuck out of here, bro. Wow. Like, yeah. You're lucky I don't come up there and kick your ass.
That eastern side of the lower bowl was 100% red.
But just one side. So I think shout out Epic Seats. They made sure that people that did sell, they stayed on one side.
EpicSeats.com, everybody. Local Seattle company doing it well for a long time. Our guy, Epic.
Jimmy.
Our guy Jimmy Seats.
Jimmy Seats.
Jimmy Seats, everybody. He's got you covered. Let him know that we sent you. Whether you're buying seats or selling seats, it's epicseats.com. Kraken season has started. I don't know if you know that because they play it on Tuesday at 2:30 in the afternoon. The hell is the NHL doing? But the Kraken season has started, and Epic Seats has got you
covered. Bunch of fucking Niner fans there, too.
For the Kraken and everything else here in Seattle. Look at this number rising up, by the way. Let's set a record tonight, everybody. Let's get to over 300. Keep that thing climbing. Text this link to your friends and family and tell them that we're here to commiserate with you after this Seahawks loss tonight. From 3-0 to 3-3. McNeil, are you pissed yet? He's still not pissed. What's it going to take for you to be upset at this team?
McNeil's
the eternal optimist.
He's a rarity at 25.
Good Lord.
Just,
man.
You know, they don't make him like McNeil these days.
McNeil, when I was your age, if the Seahawks lost, it would ruin my entire week. Nobody wanted to be around me for an entire week. They're going to run the table from here.
I'm sorry, because I was playing then.
Wow. Huh? No, this is the thing. This is the thing. The losses were a bit more rare, so they hurt a little bit more. Now we're starting to get used to the losses. Is this where we are as Seahawks fans? I say hell no. I will not go quiet into that dark night.
Yes, let them know.
Let's go. What's next up here?
Split Face says, I'm missing Abe Lucas at Tackle Man. Bears up.
Yeah. When are we going to get Abe Lucas back?
I sat next to Walter Johns, and I was just like, get your ass back out there, Walter. You got this, motherfucker. I know you got this.
Yeah.
Best athlete I ever played with. Said it before. But, yeah, we got to get Walt on the show and just, like, tell us what's going on. Because I can't talk about the offensive line. Woes. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just know it's not awesome.
No.
And but I feel for it because, shit, playing in the trenches is fucking hard, man.
But it feels like if the offensive line is going to be this offensive, then we've got to change the game plan to get the ball out of Geno's hands a little bit faster.
Yeah.
How about some quick passes? How about some quick turnarounds? Where the hell is Noah Fant on a quick turnaround? A.J. Barner on a quick turnaround?
I felt like the whole game was short passes. And, like, the only one that we fucking connected deep was when Geno actually had time, and it got called back by a fucking offsides penalty.
Oh, no, illegal formation.
Which was bullshit. So I've seen these goddamn teams, like the Rams, the Niners, even remember when we were watching Miami. They run these orbit motions, and then the guy is going down towards the line of scrimmage. Like, and I go, what is this, fucking arena, Canada?
Right, right.
Like, what is going on? Yeah. And they weren't calling it.
Right.
But then K-9, he runs, and then he shuffles, never went forward. And that was all we saw from the clip. I'll have to go back and really dissect it, but, like, that was the biggest bullshit call.
Yeah.
Like, so someone did.
That was tough.
Someone did point out refs, and you were like, nah, fuck that. It's not the refs. It's that one call was horseshit. Like, because from what everything they replayed and showed, bullshit. The other eight, like, fuck, yeah. All right, we might have fucked up. But that one was, like, blatant, like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's weird because, I mean, the referees have always been a part of the game, obviously. I mean, in my entire life watching the NFL, there's always been blown calls. And, I mean, there was times where it was irreviewable. You know, I remember the Seahawks in the playoffs against the Jets years ago. I mean, we don't even need to talk about your Super Bowl. I mean, the refs have always played a part of it. We can't just sit here and blame the refs when things don't go our way. We've got to start outscoring the other team by more points.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always, you know.
Katie, question?
Josiah says, it ain't too late. Front seven ain't playing gap assignments, killing us with inside zone. D-line getting too far upfield. Backers getting caught in the wash. I don't see anyone taking pre-snap either.
Ooh.
Fix that. And we fix a lot.
No, you're right. Like, you get an open gap, shoot your fucking gun. That's what Josiah's speaking to. He's like, yo, open window, I'm going in. And I'm at least taking pressure off the D-line who are commanding double teams, right? And I'm not going to lie. It hurts not having Murphy out there because, like, Murphy kills the run game, right? And then that's what I was talking to about depth. And Josiah, you're right. Like,
Has Murphy missed all three of these games? The losses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to get him back.
Yeah. And it's a hamstring, but still that's – an explosive, like, pushing off and, like, you know, you're not going full speed, but you're digging to, you know, get penetration into the backfield. And so I'd rather have him for the long haul. I'd rather have him for the last half of the season than right now and just be like, oh, this guy's falling. No, it was what I talked about Chenna. Like, I was like, yo, we need him. I know he's a warrior and he's going to rush back, but. And that was my biggest concern. He might rush back too soon, and then fucking now we don't know how long. He went back to IR, right? Reverted IR. Who knows?
How are we feeling about the division? Because the Niners only lost to the
to
the
everybody
Cardinals
but us.
By
to
one
everybody
point.
But us.
Yeah, but
no,
by
go ahead
one
and say
point.
It, to everybody but us.
By one point.
The Rams.
Uh huh.
And the Cardinals.
Right.
And what did I say? We were going to outscore them in the second half.
Yeah.
And we did.
Okay.
Maybe it was 1 point, but we did. So I ain't fucking scared of these guys.
I'm not scared.
I don't know. You sound like you are.
I just don't think we're going to win.
That sounds scary. That's okay.
Darth.
This is a safe place.
Soldier. Defense looks worse than last year. No one knows how to use their arms and hands to tackle.
Ooh.
Also, what is a sack? And please remind me what a takeaway is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit right there.
It's a great point.
Fuck.
We go from most pressures in the league and putting up great sack numbers to the last few games, not really getting any pressure on the quarterback. This week, no sacks.
Sackless in Seattle. And I'm not just talking about quarterback sacks.
Mm-hmm. You mean cojones.
Oh, well, you said it. I didn't. But now that he said it, yeah. Yeah, maybe, Brett.
Both.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Like, as a whole, like, we got to go. Like, we're just sitting back and catching in coverage. Like, even third and nine or third and ten, they got, like, it was a blow-up shot. But those are interception opportunities. It's like, yo, like, we're already, like, 7-8 yards deep. Break on the ball. Like, don't break on the defender or on the offense of the receiver. Fucking break on the ball and go intercept the angle. That's why it's called an interception, ladies and gentlemen. Like, ball's going here, I'm going to intercept that angle.
I just feel
and
like...
And I was horrible in geometry, but in football, I knew what it meant.
We're heading towards another season where I feel like we're going to have the same conversation about what is this team's identity? Who's going to be the one that steps up and sets the identity? Who's going to be, you know, the one that sets the tone? And then what is that identity going to be? And are we going to just be sitting here for another season waiting for them to become the Legion of Boom 2.0? Instead of trying to be the Legion of Boom, be whatever it is that you're going to be. And what is that? Because right now it's a 3-3 football team.
Which is not losing. I mean, it's not winning, but it's not losing.
If I'm sitting at a blackjack table, right, I feel pretty good because the next hand is coming up.
What's our identity right now? That's my question to all you out there. But also, I already know what our fucking identity is. It's Geno fucking Smith, who's carried us for 3 fucking years with no defense, no run support. A mixture of linemen. It's the same old story, but Geno has gotten better, and it's sad that, like, a lot of people don't see that.
He has, but it's the same story as it was last year, where he doesn't have a defense to support him this year.
Yeah.
That's, we, you know.
He gives us a chance, though. Like, you, what quarterbacks you taking over Geno? Fucking, let's go there. You want to go there? Let's go there. What quarterbacks you taking over Geno?
Well.
How many? Who?
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. You keep asking, what's the story? What's our identity? Geno's our fucking identity.
That's fine.
So who are you taking over Geno? I got 2.
Okay.
That's it.
Who?
Mahomes? No, you go first.
You got Mahomes?
Mahomes, because he's got the hardware.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
And maybe Josh Allen.
Okay.
Maybe.
He comes in here in 2 weeks.
He's had a better supporting cast, though. So, like, I'm talking... As a team, right? Yeah. So, and then Geno's gone through 2 head coaches.
I haven't, by the way, well, just for the record, I didn't say.
Here you go. No, just answer the fucking question. Answer the fucking question.
First of all, say for the record, I never said get rid of Geno.
You guys answer the question.
I never said get rid of Geno ever.
God damn, motherfucker.
When did I ever say that?
Oh, God.
I never said that. I don't even remember what I was asking, actually, to be honest with you.
All right, next question.
Brett Diggs, Brett with 2 T's. Lofa, what role do you think Leslie Frazier plays in this particular moment of the season? What counsel could he provide to MM and the team?
That's a great question.
Shout out to Brett with 2 T's, first of all, before you even get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys with 2 T's, they know what's up.
Must be Canadian, eh?
Leslie Frazier, what about it?
You know, as his counsel and just like weathering the storm and just telling him, we're on the right path. He's a first-time head coach, and this is part of the reason that Leslie was brought in, because I've only heard great things about Leslie Frazier from the guys that have coached with him, played with him, everything. It's just they have nothing but positive things to say about him. And so I think just telling him, you know, even not just what to do, but what not to do in terms of maybe who he listened to early on as a head coach, right? So that's an unbelievable add to the staff, and I know he's there to support and be there as guidance.
What do we attribute this loss to? I mean, they ran the ball. They said they wanted to run the ball. They stuck to it. 14 carries.
They attempted to run the ball.
Didn't go anywhere. They tried to stick on the ground.
They attempted to run the ball. They didn't run the ball.
Right, right.
Okay.
But so, I mean, what do we hang this loss on?
Three turnovers and not stopping a goddamn thing on defense.
Yeah, not on the ground.
Churning up
ground.
I think they had 220 in the air, too.
Churning up the dirt.
It was 484, 228 rushing, whatever the other fucking, what's 484 minus 228, bro. I think it's two something.
Somebody says Kyler would die with our team. I think people are throwing around quarterback suggestions in the chat. I'm trying to keep up with it over there.
Alina says, Brett, patience. You haven't lived through the 70s and 80s like I did with the Hawks.
How dare you, Alina?
Let them know, Alina.
And this comes from our favorite movie and makes sense for you. Quote, I never felt so bad in my entire life.
First of all, Alina, my first Seahawks game was 1989, Kingdome, AstroTurf.
That's
bright green.
Barely in the 80s.
There was a marching band.
Barely.
It might have been 88.
I remember going to my dad. My dad had one winning season in his first fucking 10 years.
Somewhere in there.
So I remember the 80s very vividly, Alina. Oof. Patriots.
The Seahawks, being a Seahawks fan through those times and through the 90s. Was rough, especially since they threatened to move the team every single year. Where will the Seahawks be sold to? And you just had to, you know, bite your nails the whole time, hoping that they didn't leave. It was rough, rough, rough times, which is why the good times were so good. And I don't want to go back to the dark times.
Well, all right. Well, no, this is some perspective that maybe everybody needs to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We were fucking spoiled for 10 years. All right. I'm not even going to lie. I went back to New England for a friend. It was not – I'm not going to tell you about the fucking – what I went back there for, but we had tickets to a Thursday – it was 2 or 3 years ago, the Thursday night game, Bills, prime time, right, everything just like tonight. It was for first place in the division, like week 10 or 11, Patriots and Bills. Fucking place was half empty. Fucking soft.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And – kind of reminds me what we're going through. I'm not going to lie.
You're blaming the fans?
No, I'm just saying fucking, well, society's gotten soft, number one. Let's go there first. But, like, how spoiled are we?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, my God, we're 500, a half a game out, and this guy's falling. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Keeps it real.
Speaking of things being soft.
But
Ram says, why is our D so soft on those key third downs?
Pause.
We're pausing.
Okay. You can take that.
Why are we soft on third down?
That's what the kids say. When pause.
Yeah. Why are we soft on third down? It's been a problem the last few years.
I don't know. Those were money downs. That's like okay, like this is your opportunity to fucking like jump a route. If they get the first down, get their first down, right? No big deal. Line up again and play it again. But, like, this is where you get a big hit, a fucking momentum-changing game, an interception. Like, even the big hit I saw on third and nine, I was like, oh, man, we had a chance to intercept the angle and take that ball and go to the house. There was nothing in front of them.
It's been a few years since we've been creating the turnovers like we once were in the glory years with the LOB, which – we know is the greatest defense of all time, but it's kind of unfair to keep holding every team up to that standard, to be flat honest with you, because no other team since then has been able to rise to that standard.
Yeah, well, they set the standard. Just like when my defense came in, we set a new standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the LOB just took it to a whole nother fucking level, right? And
but the torch has been dropped a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a high standard.
Like,
that's Super Bowl champion. There's not a lot of teams in the history of the game can say they're Super Bowl champions, right? So it just, fuck, it comes with the territory, man. Like, and that goes into, are we getting the right player sometimes, right? Are we, you know, all of it comes into play when you have an idea of what we should be, right? But you're held to that standard regardless. You're held to that standard. Doesn't matter. Like, fucking is what it is, man. It comes with the territory.
Well, what about it? Is it the X's and the O's or the Jimmys and the Joes?
Talent always wins. Our talent's being tested, meaning our depth.
Okay.
So, like, Johnny depth.
Jimmys and the Joes need to step up is right? What I'm hearing.
Yeah. It always comes down to players. Like, you're the one that got a final fucking say. Do the fucking job. Get the goddamn ball off the fucking offense.
Take the ball away.
Right.
Yeah.
Kiwana Rodriguez, it seems to me that in moments of challenge, we lose the leadership on the field, and both defense and offense start to make consistent mistakes.
Thoughts, Brett?
Well, it's one of those things where that's the perception. It's, you know, if I've learned anything doing this for 4 or 5 years with you and getting to know...
10 years. Time flies when you're having fun.
Getting to know pro athletes and getting to know you guys in the way that you are. I mean, there is a lot of difference between what is actually going on the field and in the locker rooms and what the fans are seeing. You know, and so the fan perception versus what is actually going on. So it's a bit hard to sort of comment in that way, but I can see where that's your thought as you're watching the broadcast.
I'm so proud of you. You've learned something. Since hanging with me.
Listen, man. Before I started doing this with you,
I had my tear ducts off.
Similar.
I'd be crying right now.
Similar perspective, where you know, you're quick to react, especially to what you kind of see. But I don't know if that's the reality of really what's going on.
Amen, brother. But to Kiana's point, I don't see anybody going to the side and. I'm looking down to the sideline when shit hits the fan. Like, who's stepping up and who's, like, just commanding, we got to do better. We, not me, you, like, fucking we. I haven't seen an example yet. Mm. And when it gets special with a team, the players take ownership. And that's all that's missing right now, I promise you. I'm actually very impressed with the effort. It's just some communication issues, but then also that goes to the leadership. Like, hey, we need to do better. And so I'm waiting to see who the leaders are to step up.
What do you think about this whole picking different captains every week thing? Is it something where you might want to have more consistency there, picking captains throughout the season, and then those guys, you know, weeks upon weeks can build upon each other and that leadership can grow?
Yeah. I mean, there was always guys we looked to. Like, so every season we started out with the offense, defense, special team captain, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we get to playoffs, they vote three more who have been exemplary, like supportive roles. And, you know, that's the only reason that I got voted a captain as a rookie was in the playoffs. And
well, would it have been weird to you, this like, captain of the week type thing?
So, now I don't understand it. Like, is it changing every time? Or
new captains every week?
Single week?
I think they get voted on, so it might be able to be the same person week to week if they get voted there.
I don't think they spend enough time, like, voting on a captain every fucking week. That seems like a massive waste of time. I feel like it might be suggested by position coaches. It might be something amongst the coaches. But I don't think it's wrong, per se, but, you know, because you want to reward who's been – giving it everything that week, right? But I think there needs to be one voice on offense, one voice on defense. And, like, so even – I wouldn't even say I was the voice, so to speak, pun intended. It was sometimes a collective. I always trusted in Grant Wistrom up front, Bryce Fisher, Rocky Bernard. I had confidants that I was like, hey, man, like, I need you guys just to do this. I just need you to do this, and we'll be better as a defense. And on the back end with the secondary and coverage, talk to Ken Hamlin, talk to Marquand Manuel, my safeties, Brian Russell, Deion Grant. Like, I'm like, yo, dude, like, let's get on the same fucking page.
Oh, Deion Grant.
Savage.
Good pull.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of the most.
Heard that name in a while.
Beast.
Yeah.
Sweet feet. Foresight.
Love the name change. Love the name change, brother.
Oh, it's hard for me to say.
We have the best viewers. Yeah. You guys are hilarious.
No, I really appreciate you for that, man. I love you guys. A real one.
Keep it going.
Sucks that Geno had his worst game tonight. The Niners were trying to give us that game. We said, no, thank you.
Had his worst game tonight? Of the season so far, I'd say. Not of his time as a Seahawk.
I had a two-time Pro Bowler, comeback player of the year, 10 wins from behind. So, no, yeah, definitely not his worst performance of all time.
Was this his worst game of the season?
Well, I think, yeah, on your home turf. Like, it's just, it's deflating, right? And I don't know, what, two sacks compared to fucking seven last week and 14 hits last week. Like, he was, like, literally fending for himself last week. But, you know, tonight, yeah, it doesn't look pretty on the stat sheet, especially with the interceptions, but I don't know. That's still my dog.
What could he have done?
Punted on first down. He probably could have let us in punts, too.
You want to see Geno drop
back? He's that athletic.
Kick one. Jake Browning style. He used to do that for UW all the time.
Sounds like UW was punting a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Not in those days.
None of my business.
Remember they hung 70 on Oregon?
I'm not saying.
Pointing at him, going into the end zone?
No, I don't. I don't remember that.
T-favor. Lofa, thanks for the picture tonight, bro. Made my night since the Hawks didn't win the...
Ran out of characters. It happens.
Cuts off.
Hey, thank you for the picture tonight, brother.
How was your game day experience?
Awesome.
Yeah? Where were you watching from?
Fucking field.
Yeah?
Which I couldn't see shit because everybody's so fucking tall these days. Like,
didn't you go chat with a legend before the game? Are we allowed to talk about it?
Noriko Okada. Shout out Noriko.
Oh, okay. Noriko.
Who?
No, didn't you spend some time with an absolute beast of the game? No?
No. Who?
Never mind then.
Who was it? No, say it.
I don't want to blow you up if you don't want to talk about
His name was Robert Paulson. No, say his name. Who the fuck are we talking about? I'm literally lost.
I thought you
Wasn't there a fireside chat?
Didn't you go do a chat thing?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to talk about it if you don't want to talk about it.
I completely forgot about it. Shout out to Amazon. Yeah. No, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Cue it up.
Okay. Pull the, yeah.
Cue it up.
Lofa. Didn't you spend some time with a legendary NFL receiver before the game?
Why, yes, I did, Brett.
And how did that go?
Amazing. His name is Larry Fitzgerald. Maybe you guys have heard of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were there talking to Amazon and the analytical team. And, just talked about our mind preparation, mindset, everything going into a game. Just leadership. We talked about the full gamut, and it was special. But I want you guys to know, because I know you guys don't love Larry, because he's made our lives a living hell as a player, Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame person. Because the last story I got to share, and not a lot of people, I got to tell Larry this to his face, and I told the whole Amazon team. I just wanted them to know who Larry Fitzgerald is. I go, look, you guys are going to remember him for the touchdowns and all of the records and everything. When my dad passed away in 2010, Larry Fitzgerald was one of the first people to text me.
Wow.
And it was a number I didn't recognize. And we had only been to a couple Pro Bowls together, so I didn't even know he had my number. And he said, hey, I've been through loss, and I'm sorry. You know, my heart goes out to you. I'm here for you, brother. anything you need, even if it's just to talk. And, like, it just it goes to speak about the brotherhood.
Yeah.
Like, while we compete against each other, while we're playing, after, it was just so good to see Larry. And it felt good to – I felt like I got weight off my back just, yeah, like, telling him how much that – a simple text message meant to me.
Cool.
Right? When I had to – you know, suffered a significant loss in my life.
Yeah, man.
And then he shared the story about how he lost his mom in front of everybody. And it's just, I mean, life's hard, ladies and gentlemen. Like, shit happens.
Yeah.
And, but they live on through us, and that's something we both shared tonight. And, but yeah, Larry's a special, special person.
Yeah, man. Well, I texted you when you said you were going to hang out with him, and I said, you know, tell him I hated when we played against him.
I can't hate him
because he's such a good dude. He's impossible to hate.
I said it was in there, too. Yeah. I was like, I'm glad to see you under these circumstances.
Right.
Because
he killed us.
I remember I fucking smoked him one time, and I thought I was going to flag or everything. And I'm on the ground. I'm like, oh, everything hurts. And then who picks me up? Like, hand out. Hey, man. Nice hit. And I was just like, I fucking hate you. Because I hurt so bad right now. But I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I took a little steam off the fastball on that one.
Oh, man.
But, like, I smoked him. And yeah, he was up before me, and he was picking me up. And I was like, all right.
He was the best thing on those a lot of those Cardinals teams for a long time. And just it didn't really even matter how that team was doing. You knew he was going to go off against us almost every time played.
Did it against everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually have a Larry Fitzgerald story.
Oh, tell us.
I met Larry Fitzgerald at a charity event for the Starkey Hearing Foundation. And it was the most star-studded event that I have ever been to in my entire life. Hillary Clinton spoke, and John Legend played the piano, and I got to shake Larry Fitzgerald's hand. And it was like...
It went up to your elbow?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it enveloped...
Put it here, Katie.
It enveloped my whole... Like, I felt like I got a hug by shaking his... I was like, this is insane.
That's why you never dropped the ball.
That was my first thought. I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But what a genuine human being,
really,
though, right?
Kind and, like...
Took the time.
Giving, even in that... Like, there were 1,000 people there, and... He was a stellar human being.
So they introduced, this is a funny story. They introduced Larry, and like it was like fucking 10 minutes. And then like the guy paused, and he goes, and then we have Lofa. I was like, you should have introduced me first. I brought the comic relief. I brought that.
I love
right?
it. I love it.
Daniel Voss Hendricks says, the Seahawks aren't playing great.
Mm.
So
true.
We have no choices but to rely on other teams. It's been like that for the last couple years.
No.
FNA, Daniel Voss.
No, we need to demand more our teams here.
DVH.
We need to demand more of the Seahawks. We need to demand more of the Mariners.
Mm.
The team that shall not be named till next season.
Let's go there
We need
first
to demand
before,
more of the Kraken, and we need to demand that our Sonics come back.
Yeah.
All right?
Hey, Kraken haven't won a game yet. You gonna get on them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, brand new coach.
They only have one game.
Brand new coach.
Oh, brand new coach?
Brand new coach.
We have a brand new coach. We're 500, you know, second and half a game back in the division.
True. I'd say, though, that the Giants game is the thing that is really sort of looming large because that's the one that's going to just, yeah, that thing is going to
let it,
it's
let
gonna
it go,
get infected.
Elsa. Let it go.
Still upsetting me.
Yeah, shit happens.
Ramandeep Brar.
Ramandeep.
Why can't our guys get to the QB? Geno haters, go suck it.
Suck it.
Geno is carrying our team, giving us a chance. The defense is who's letting us down. Bro, we was 5 points away. All we had to do was stop the run.
I rock deep with Ramandeep. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know, you guys.
That's my dog. I'm going to make you a shirt. Rock deep with Ramandeep.
Last game, we had a defensive touchdown. This game, we had a special teams touchdown. You take those two away.
We had a special teams fumble.
Aren't what they should be.
We had a special teams fumble.
I'd say that it's a bit, for me, is my opinion, I'd say the last two games, it's not only the defense letting down, but the offense not stepping up. It's a bit of both, which is not what you want.
Well, it's a team sport, Brett.
True that. True that.
No, that's a good observation, though, Robin. Yeah, yeah, Geno haters.
Suck it.
Flying cut clutchman.
Geno's fine.
Geno
I love
is fine.
The support for Geno.
The defense will go Kraken. I like that. That's
good. We'll
pun.
Get to Kraken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
With a C.
It's okay.
That's all right.
Flying Clutchman says, Geno is fine.
They make fun of me for reading stuff wrong all the time. This is your turn.
No,
this is your turn
now.
No, they're going to make fun of you too now. See? Not as easy as you think.
Listen to me. I've been doing good all
night long. Producer Katie was like, you know what? Let me read it tonight. It's not that hard.
I'm going to test out my cold reading skills.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Flying Clutchman says, Geno is fine. The defense will get to Kraken, and the Hawks are going to run the damn table.
Ooh.
Run the table from here? It's not positivity. You're delusional.
Maybe.
You're delusional. You're absolutely delusional. I love the positivity, but you're delusional.
Or maybe you're just a pessimist.
That could be, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
That's probably right.
Ram says, one in it.
Interception.
Okay. Thanks. One interception was on DK for slowing down on the route.
Oh, okay. No. I felt like this was more on Geno, and I think Geno will take ownership of it. Like, if you keep continuing, you're going to run into other shit. And so he slowed down because the ball should have been thrown, so you're not expecting. I don't think he quit on the route. I think he just throttled down because ball ain't coming. Like, now I have to go to scramble mode because you're expecting the quarterback, all right, it's a timing route. It's a deep dig. That's a long developing route. If that shit ain't there, shit's hitting the fan, and you expect. And all I know, the pocket got pushed. Geno navigated the left, came up, and then the pocket got pushed again into his face, and he kind of threw it blind just a little late. That's the only one. I don't remember the first one. That's the only one where I would say Geno will probably – go to the podium and be like, yo, that was on me. I got to deliver that sooner. Just based off timing.
Wayne J is like, stop reading, Katie.
Oh, no. Why?
Dalton H. Look at the chat. Dalton H. I'm hating Lofa. Look, see, people are hating on Geno. They're just not paying to have it be a super chat. But they're hating on Geno in the side chat that I can see. They're like sneaky hating.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
All right. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just letting you know.
Well, fair enough.
And my haters know. I love you. You hating motherfucker. I love you.
Austin Clare.
Yeah, Dalton, I know who you are, motherfucker.
Are they testing,
I'm going to see you.
Are they testing plays that we give up big due to subs?
Can we blame everything on injuries and the referees?
Are the testing plays? What?
Are we giving up big plays because there's subs in there?
I mean, yeah, like our depth, our coaching, everything's getting tested at this point. Like, it's how fundamentally sound are you? And that's what I was so impressed with in the preseason. And I know it's preseason, a lot of people, I never put stock in the preseason. But when I see, like, we got almost no penalties, there was, like, no missed tackles. It's almost like, what changed? Like, what changed, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I know you only get a certain amount of padded practices where you can actually really practice tackling, but because the tackling has not been, even the angles have not been up to par.
Ooh, we got some debate going on in the chat here whether that interception is on Geno or DK. Maybe we throw a poll up.
Yeah, throw the poll up.
Was that one on Geno or was that one on DK? I see some people saying the DK was open. Some people saying that Geno threw it a bit late. It's on him. Some people saying DK was drifting.
We were drifting at Dirtfish Rally.
Yeah,
we were. We were rallying.
You guys see this hat that I'm wearing tonight? Yeah. Dirtfish? Yeah. Have you guys been up to...
I called it drifting. They yelled at me.
Dirtfish Rally in Snoqualmie, Washington.
My bad, Nate.
You guys, they let us go out there and drive race cars because they're insane and so are we.
Dalton, love you too, kid.
We had a blast out there, didn't we?
I haven't felt that fucking alive since hitting somebody or getting fucking hit.
We've got a lot of video of it.
I'll tell you that much right now.
Putting out videos soon, but
that shit was insane.
Who knew that like 40 to 50 miles an hour could feel so insane? Whoa,
like 70?
And
80?
Be so fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. 120?
Bro.
150?
We set a course record out there.
Absolutely. It was at least 220 miles an hour.
Like, yeah.
Something like that.
Like formula racing.
Absolutely.
Only on dirt. Way more dangerous.
Alina Dahl says, Brett, seems we need to turn it up and break the bad juju.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Bad juju Smith-Schuster.
You need to wear the Goonies shirt for
no.
the next
Ooh,
game.
Ooh, I like it.
What?
Lofa?
Baby Root?
You remind me if Cheech and Chong had a nephew sitting in the back of the car of Up in Smoke. You crack me up.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Alina. I'm going to take that. I'm going to choose to take that as a compliment. I'm going to receive it. Thank you.
Goonies is almost as overrated as the Seahawks were coming into this season.
But are the Goonies 500?
Did you see McNeil's face?
I thought he was asleep.
Yeah.
This guy, right? Not me. I thought you were pointing at me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Eaglet Snupper says, defense playing like they don't trust each other. Too much hesitation. Offense shot the bed this week. Love Gino, but his game was inexcusable.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Mm. Inexcusable. Wow. Gino goes from being the number one, most yards in the league. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Outplaying Patrick Mahomes, McNeil was telling me. Gino is outplaying Patrick Mahomes. To 2 weeks later, people are having to make excuses for him. What's going on?
Still outplaying Patrick Mahomes. Next question. No, Eagle Stubbard, you raised some good points there. I need to see that again because there's hesitation. No trust. That's where I want to go to on defense.
Hit us with
it. No, you're right. It's like when people are gashing you on defense in the run game, guys start to get to peeking. Like, I got this gap, and I'm in this fucking gap. Motherfucker, stay there. Like, when you start to get nosy and you're just like, oh, well, what's going on over there? Because they've been running strong side or they've been doing this. And you just start to guess like that. You're absolutely right. And you've been on point with several the last couple weeks. So shout out to you, Eaglet Snupper.
Good name, too.
Amazing name, but even better points. Like, there is a lack of trust going on because that's the only way run games thrive, no matter who's in there, is you're not doing your fucking job. And so, shout out to you.
Aaron Hernandez, what annoyed me was the announcers glazing Purdy. And then, like, the puke emoji.
Can I just be honest?
You just say it with confidence. And then it's, you know, they don't question
it. I was actually, I guess I was glazing him too. Fuck. Like, I was just giving him a little credit for playing a good game.
Can I be honest,
But
though?
I can't imagine. Who is it? Collinsworth? Oh, my God.
Can I be flat honest?
That throw right there.
Three things that annoy me that fan bases like to complain about.
What?
Referees, play calling, and announcer biases.
Oh, there's announcer bias.
Really?
There you go. That was a perfect Collinsworth. You see that throw?
This guy here.
It was an incompletion. It was an incompletion by Mahomes. And he was like, oh, my God. But that was just like a timely incompletion. When everybody else throws, they're like, oh, that guy sucks.
Wait a minute. I brought this up on our preview show, the Kelce fatigue. And how that if Travis Kelce does anything on the field, if he blows a snot rocket, it's national news. I bring this up to you. You go, I love Kelce. Everything he does is awesome.
It's probably a perfect snot rocket. Well, how was the form? Like, let's get technical.
Back and forth.
You want to get down to brass tacks?
Yeah.
What's your point?
My point is that Kelce gets undue attention for doing mundane things on the football field. That's my point.
Okay, cool, man.
Okay.
Cool. I'm sorry you feel that way.
All right.
Sweet Feet Forsyth.
My guy.
Corporate needs you to find the difference between this picture and this picture. They're the same picture. That's last year's defense and this year's.
Yeah, it seems to me that the problems with this year's defense are the same problems that last year's defense had.
Were we this injured last year?
Okay. This is my fourth thing that annoys me, the injury excuse.
Well, no, it's actually a fact. So I'm asking.
Every team is injured.
Were we this injured? McNeil, look it up, because. So who was out, McNeil?
Chenna was out. Like,
okay,
all
that's
year.
One guy. We have four or five guys out. So,
every team has
four other guys that were out.
The Niners have a bunch of guys out. That's what we were talking about going into
the
preview.
Who was out for
the
Niners? Who was out for the Niners?
My computer actually died conveniently.
Isn't that Viet?
But that's what we talked about on our preview show was that we're banged up, but at least the Niners are banged up too. Every team in the NFL is banged up. Can we stop using injuries as an excuse?
I'm talking facts, so when you guys got facts, come talk to me.
Okay. The point is that...
Alina!
I mean...
Gino's doing better compared to Russell. Think about that. Yes. Love Gino.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Compared to Russell,
love Hawks.
When?
Let's go. All positive vibes over here. Let's fucking go, Alina.
Wait a minute, Alina. Hold on. Compared to Russell, when? Compared to Russell in the last few years? Compared to Russell at the beginning? Compared to when Russell was going 13-3 almost every year, 12-4. I mean, what are we comparing
to? I would say every year. That was when he had the top five defense. No, number one defense, actually, for his first 4 years.
Okay, so that's the first. Are we comparing it to the first 4 years or comparing it to the end? That's what I'm asking.
I'm with you, Alina. Let's go facts. Let's go facts.
You're with Alina that Gino is outplaying Russell Wilson?
Goddamn right. Look at the fucking numbers. Look at the lack of support. Look at the fucking... No rush offense because everyone's fucking hurt on the offensive line. Like, yes, look at the fucking defensive ranking. I'll do a whole breakdown after. We'll come back because I know what I've been seeing for the last 3 years. Comeback player of the year, Pro Bowl. Like, yeah, I deal in facts. So to all you haters out there, it is what it is.